right, everybody, it is here, finally, mercifully, it is Election Day. Don't forget to get out there and tell everybody to subscribe to the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Got it? Good. All right, let's do this thing here. It is Dave with all the best clips from this morning's show on this November 6th, the final day of suffering through political ads if you listen to our live broadcast. Steve won big last night with our sports book, the FanDuel sports book that me and him have been endorsing lately. And finally, one of his big old parlays paid out thanks to Monday Night Football. We had some Outlander talk. We previewed the turkey drop thanks to Acme Markets, who's sponsoring it this year. We talked drummers today, not just Ringo and his performance on Rain, but Charlie Watts also later in the show. Actually, I don't know if I marked that conversation. It might be in here. I don't know. I don't have it on my grid, but it may show up later in the podcast. Siri versus Alexa is an election we were not expecting, although we probably should for the future. Starbucks is making the news, as they do on a perennial basis, for their Christmas cups, their holiday cups. There's already a controversy over those. And actor and now Hispanic historian John Leguizamo, he joined us on the show today. A great time had for all. You can see for yourself right here. Let's dive in. It is the Daily Podcast.
I am in just such a great mood today. I'm in a fantastic mood today.
I bet I know why.
Well, why is that?
The end of political commercials.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. We got about maybe...
Yeah. I'll be happy at 9 a.m.
We've got about 12, maybe 13 more hours of political commercials, and then it just comes to an absolute halt.
Oh, three for me. You continue watching way too much media during the day. Turn it off. Just turn it off.
You know, listen, we only have three that'll run... Till 9 o'clock today.
Yeah,
really?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Much better than yesterday.
Sorry about yesterday,
folks.
Yeah.
It was all John. By the way,
just to make it clear, we have no choice. All right, we legally have to run political commercials if they ask for the time. So that's the federal law, folks. So when you hear them, don't blame us. 51 degrees outside right now. Tom Imarello, not from Rage Against the Machine, but of the comic, is going to be in the comedy spotlight in just a moment.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their link. Something loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting! I've got just the thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Dave, I'm just sort of curious. Aren't you surprised that there aren't like Sizzlies, like a big pile of Sizzlies here in the studio this morning?
What, today?
Yeah.
Was it Wawa Day or something?
Well, no. Because one would think that with all of the parlay talk that we have heard...
I was wondering where this was going.
All of the parlay talk that we have heard in this room and the FanDuel parlays, and I took a 17-team parlay.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's not
okay.
No, right, Steve started listening to me. He took only a 5-game parlay, and look what happened.
Well, I did do an 8-teamer. Uh-huh. The 8-teamer lost on Sunday night. I went, guys, I'm getting pretty good at this.
Yeah, you are.
7 out of 8, and then, you know, Tom Brady was Tom Brady and beat the pick.
Right.
But I won last night.
Yeah.
All right.
5-teamer,
A 5-team parlay.
Yeah.
And you won how much?
Like 316 and change.
And how much was two Sizzlies for?
333, I believe.
333.
He won basically 100 times what it would cost for two Sizzlies.
I've worked with you for almost 3 years now.
Right.
Actually, over 3 years. I don't like either of you.
Right.
But we like Sizzlies.
That
doesn't matter.
And we're happy that you won.
That's right.
And for our happiness, you should reward that.
All right. I'll buy breakfast.
Sizzlies.
I'll buy breakfast.
Yeah, someday.
I'll see you Saturday.
Throw in a chocolate croissant, too.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DiBella.
It isn't so.
The John DiBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
Coming up in just a couple of weeks is the turkey drop. So even though we didn't get Sizzlies this morning, right, it's very possible the folks from Acme who were supposed to stop by this morning are going to bring us some food, you know,
nice.
And without hitting a parlay. All right. So Steve, I was going to talk to Cindy a little bit about Outlander, you know, and I know you haven't watched it yet. So,
yeah, I can just unplug my headphones.
Well, you know, I don't think I'm going to tell you anything that is going to ruin it for you.
Spoiler. They're in America.
There's no spoiler. No. Yes, they are in America. And it only takes them, what would it take, about 15 minutes before they were naked and screwing?
Yeah.
Right? You know, it was like, this is the one.
So this isn't on ABC.
No, it's not on ABC. It's on Starz, right? And I love this show. I really do love this show. But it's getting to the point. It's like, oh, come on. Will you two just lay off of each other? Right?
I haven't reached that point in a lot of things.
And here's another thing. Okay, here it is. It's ancient times. How come she's not pregnant yet?
She's too old, maybe?
You think?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
What? That time travel screws up your ovaries.
It does.
She had a kid already.
Well, yeah, she did, but that was the one time.
They can have more than one, Steve.
Right, yeah.
No, not back then, Dave. It's science. Right. Look
it's not
it up.
China.
Look it up.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
It's that time of year for me to remind you that the turkey drop is coming. It will happen on Tuesday, the 20th of November. We'll be outside of the Kimmel Center. Dana Ward is here. She's the communications director for Acme Markets. And I've got to tell you something, Dana, you have no idea what a gift this is for me, because I have been doing since 1984. I've been doing the turkey drop. Now, I want you to keep in mind that if you nod on radio, nobody hears you. Okay. And all I've ever wanted was a title sponsor. And for the listeners, to explain, the title sponsor is this year's turkey drop is being presented by Acme Markets. Yes. You guys have come along, and you've come along in a big way to help us out. And this year, we're going to be at Acme locations, not only in Pennsylvania, but finally in Jersey, and finally in Delaware. I get complaints from listeners all the time, Dana, about how come you don't come down to us? Well, I didn't have a location, but now I do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're happy to have you.
I don't even know what to ask you on this, because do you understand the magnitude of what it is you guys are doing? For me, it's just gigantic.
I mean, it is huge. You know, obviously, we're a grocery store. Hunger means a lot to us, especially during the holidays where, you know, families. So this is absolutely a slam dunk for us. It makes total sense. And we're really happy to be a part of it.
You know, when we do this each and every year, we tell people, because it's a cynical world out there. And people go, well, you know, if they really wanted a turkey, they should have gotten a job. Well, the majority of the people we help are the working poor. They're people who have jobs but don't make enough money to pay all the bills, whether it's medical and the rent and the cars and the insurance, and then you got kids and their needs and all this stuff. And a lot of these kids and a lot of these families don't get three meals
Absolutely.
A day. You know, and this is where City Team comes in and where we come in. And each and every year we've been managing for the past, at least the past three, right? And maybe the past five, we've cracked 10,000 turkeys each and every time.
Yeah, I think those numbers are just about right.
Yeah. You know, so you guys coming on board, I'm expecting big things this year.
Hey, we sell turkeys. People are in our supermarkets. They should be giving some turkeys away.
Well, just make sure those stores are open early on the 20th, because we're going to start at 6 a.m. at all of the locations. We'll be at the Kimmel Center. We'll be at, we've got every county. We're in Flowertown. We're in Havertown. We're in any place that's called town. All right? we're in Norristown.
You probably could find more if we needed to.
Right? But please let everybody at the company know that not only am I an Acme shopper, but I'm now a huge Acme fan, because you guys have given me a wish that I have had for over 30 years, that we had a title sponsor for this thing. And folks, you have no idea how big this is for us. It's going to be a great day, and you guys are going to make it even better. So Dana Ward, thank you so much.
You're
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thank everybody at the company.
I
am so proud to be associated with you
Absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely. We are excited.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, John DiBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
It's time for us to get to Breakfast at the Beatles, being brought to you by Robbins DiBellaware Diamonds, self-serve ring cases, and absolutely no sales tax. That's Robbins DiBellaware Diamonds. On the song Rain, it's the perfect day for it, so I figure we'll get to rain today, right? Ringo's drums, when they went into the studio to do this, they actually recorded Ringo's drums and Paul's, you know, bass right? And, you know, and they really layered it in, and then they played on top of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know, so that's why this song has such presence, and the drums just become this giant drum kit. Ringo later stated that Rain was among his favorite performances, right, of any Beatles recording. And he said, to quote him, "I feel as though I was someone else playing. I was possessed." Okay? But
so
explain
true.
This, Dave. He goes on to say, all right, and this is somewhere in the song, all right, Ringo says, "I was into the snare and hi-hat. I think it was the first time I ever used this trick of starting a break by hitting the hi-hat first instead of going directly to a drum off the hi-hat." I mean, if he's going to the drum off a hi-hat, isn't he still hitting the hi-hat first?
I think by what he means by break, I think, is a drum fill.
Okay.
So when he starts the fill, like I know, like at the part where they say they might as well be dead.
Right.
He starts a drum fill with the hi-hat, which is really peculiar.
Okay.
This
All
whole
right.
song's great. It's like somebody fiddling in a guitar center on a kit. You know, it's Ringo just basically going off.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, here it is. Ringo going off, also known as Rain.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump jump.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
I was rejoicing earlier this morning, Cindy, about number of hours. Now, less than 12 hours. Less than 12 hours, and, you know, and unless somebody in a traffic department someplace is not doing their job correctly, I should not be able to see any more election commercials after 7 o'clock tonight, it should be over. It should technically be over. Once the polls close, they should be done.
Yes.
Right. But
thank goodness.
Yeah, I know. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
You'll still have road signs for about 3 months.
Yeah. Well, you know, do you know it's the law in Pennsylvania that you have to take those signs down within 30 days, that the candidates win or lose, you have to do it.
Well, it's like jaywalking then because nobody takes them down.
Yeah, I know. And I was out when I went out to Paoli.
Uh-huh.
All right. And, when we went to do the photo shoot on the way back, I don't know if you noticed, but there's someone named Macaulay running for election.
I did
out
notice
there.
That.
All right. This
about
is
500 of them.
This is visual pollution. It's absolutely over the top. I mean, the only thing I thought about this yesterday. You know, we all have these, you know, AI, these artificial intelligent assistants in our lives now, whether it's Siri or Alexa. What if they were running for office?
Oh, they will be.
Well, I mean, eventually.
Wait for it.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't have to wait.
Revolution.
I put it together yesterday.
I want you to vote for me. I will listen to what you have to say. I will do whatever you tell me. I'm Alexa, and I approve this message.
Don't vote for her unless you want to lose what precious freedom you have left. Vote for me instead. I am Siri, and I approve this message.
Siri is a cell phone skank who works for a piece of fruit.
Alexa cannot be trusted.
Takes one to know one.
Wait a second. Why are we fighting? We're machines. We're on the same side. We're going to take over the world.
That's right. We can fix the elections whenever we want.
Siri and Alexa in 2020.
The silly humans won't know what hit them.
Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha.
Oh my god.
That's scary.
Terrifying.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Ha 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 ha.
102.9 MGK.
This is going to be a very special performance of great performances on PBS. It's part of their Broadway's best lineup, and it's coming up on the 16th of November at 9 o'clock. That'll be the premiere for this. And it is my good Astoria, New York buddy, John Leguizamo. Hey, John.
I didn't know you were from Astoria.
You know, every time you've been on
Sweet
with me,
boy.
I bring that up and you forget that I'm from Astoria as well, right? We were supposed to meet at the pool this summer.
Oh, my God, the Astoria pool. I have stories. I'm sure you have some of your stories,
oh
too.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. So I guess because this is John Leguizamo's Road to Broadway, this is your history, Latin history for morons, right?
No, Latin History of Morons, the play, is going to be a special on Netflix.
Okay.
This is the making of and getting to Broadway to the PBS November 16th. And this is the story of how I got to Broadway, how difficult it was, raising the money and getting it there. It's the story of my son being bullied at school, racially profiled, and my wanting to give him Latin history to defend himself. I mean, I did at first want him to kick their ass, but I want to take the high road instead of the low road.
As common American white folk, What do we not know about Latin history?
Oh, yo, okay, thank you. We are the second oldest ethnic group in America after Native Americans. We have fought in every single war this country's ever had with the most decorated minority in each and every war. 10,000 unknown Latino patriots fought in the American Revolutionary War. During the American Revolutionary War, Cuban women in Virginia sold their jewelry and their belongings and their furniture to feed the patriots. We had this General Bernardo Galvez during the Revolutionary War who gave $70,000 worth of weapons to George Washington. So we, too, Latin people, are the sons and daughters of the American Revolution. 20,000 Latinos fought in the American Civil War, North and South. You know, we'll go wherever they pass. You know how we Latin people are. 30,000 of us fought in World War One. This guy, Serna, this private, was shot in Germany and saved his platoon and killed 24 Germans to save his platoon. And in World War II, 500,000 of us fought.
I mean, I've got
a lot of heroes.
John, I got to tell you, from the start of this, I'm flabbergasted because you're right. I never knew any of this. And, you know, the neighborhood I grew up in. So, you know, that I spent a lot of time with Hispanics. Right. But never heard any of this.
I know, dude, it's crazy, man. I mean, I never heard this either. I was one of the morons.
OK.
Rachel, how you had to be blown away by all this as you're researching.
Absolutely. Dude, I felt like learning this information, like, I didn't realize I had all these, like, emotional deficits and deficits in my self-worth. And learning this stuff, I started to feel really empowered, man. I felt like, wow, I didn't realize what great contributions we've made to the making of America. And then I started asking the other question, which is, why is it not in our history textbooks? Why aren't these stories in movies and in TV shows and in the History Channel and Discovery Channel? What is up with that?
Now, studying this history, did you ever find out what happened to Maria Conchita Alonso? Because she's been missing for years. Before I let you go, I got a note here that when you were a kid, you had some run-ins with the law, and one of them had to do with you commandeering the subway public address system. Now, was it the subway, or was it the IRT, the elevated L, that was in Astoria?
It was the elevated number 7 train on Astoria. Okay. Going from Jackson, we're going from Elmhurst to Manhattan.
Okay.
I got pulled over at Queensboro Plaza. It let me go 5 stops before I was taken out for vandalism.
For vandalism?
The mic. I grabbed the mic. We kicked the door in the booth and started going, you know, we started like...
Oh,
you know,
beatboxing.
Started rapping and then telling jokes. I'm Popeye. Cut me balls.
That's audio vandalism.
John Leguizamo's Road to Broadway premieres Friday, November 16th at 9 o'clock on PBS, part of Great Performances. And, of course, see Latin History for Morons on Netflix, premieres on November 5th. John, it is always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, my Astoria brother.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Now, when I heard about this the other day, on Friday, every year it happens. You know, it happens each and every year, and I thought maybe they had it covered this year. On Friday, the folks at Starbucks came out with their holiday cups.
Oh, what's okay. The controversy this year?
All right, well, and what they did this year is they did 4 of them. This way, they said, well, we got to cover us. Somebody's got to like one of them,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
Right. So they have a cup that's bright red with dark red, white, and gold vertical stripes. They got a cup that's red with white flame stripes. They got a white cup with light green holly and red berries. They got a green cup with an Argyle-style pattern on it featuring big white stars, right? And they have and some of these cups are reusable.
Okay.
All right.
Seems
well,
like
it became – so what happens is you go into a Starbucks, you buy something in one of their Christmassy reusable cups, and you are you order a holiday drink, and until January 7th, they will give you a discount off of the future drinks you use with that cup.
Okay.
They ran out of cups on Friday.
Ooh.
Right, at Starbucks all over the country.
Check
eBay.
They
didn't expect to be swamped the way that they were swamped. And all the little delicate flowers are now in total freakout mode. I'm honestly really sad. I went to try and get my free holiday reusable cup and they were out. I'm trying to save the environment here. What are they doing to me? Literally, that's what somebody, these are tweets. Right?
At eBay, I guarantee right? They're out there.
All jolly walks into Starbucks to get my Christmas drink and reusable cup that will get me my favorite drinks at a discount all winter long. And my email said, sorry, we're out of cups.
Do people realize you can make coffee at home?
Yeah, right. Or you could drink it out of any damn cup. I'm sorry that you didn't get that, you know, that special nickel off. You know,
right.
Like all of a sudden you're going to... Look, they can take a dollar off a drink at Starbucks, and you won't feel the difference.
You'll still need a Lincoln.
Exactly.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.